Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mister, where's the turkey?
Huh? What do you mean?
Do I really have to repeat myself? I said, where's the turkey, damn it?
I don't know. You put it away.
No, I didn't. You did.
Yes, you did. It was last week when we came home from the store. Remember, I had to take a phone call for work, so you put all the groceries away?
Wah, I have to take a phone call for work. Is that your excuse for getting out of doing everything? I guess we won't have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Stop it! Before I use your Sephora allowance on the electricity bill!
Baby, please just run out and get a turkey.
What?
If you do, I'll give you that esophagus.
Oh boy, say no more!
In a world full of weak men and incompetent minimum wage workers, where self-entitled women have society by the balls, one man must fight back. They call him the Karen Rank.
Ugh, commercials.
Come on down to the description and subscribe to Horror Shorts Party.
Forget it.
Ugh, come on, really?
Why is everybody and their mother out on the road? Don't you guys have families to be with right now?
Ah! Oh, Jesus Christ, lady, are you trying to get yourself killed?
Get out of my way! No one is going to stop me from this Black Friday Thanksgiving sale!
Excuse me. Thank you. Excuse me. Sorry. My bad. Just gonna get past you. Excuse me. Hello? Coming through? Hey!
Hey, watch where you're going!
Can't these people just get out of my way for 5 seconds?
Finally!
What?
No! Damn it! Not after all this! Come on, there's gotta be one hiding in here somewhere!
Come out, wherever you are.
There! Hey, that was mine!
Nice try, jerk, but you've got to be quicker than that!
I am in bed, but anyway, give me that turkey, lady!
Hands off, you creep!
Screw you, dirty old tramp! No one wants to touch you! Just give me that turkey!
Who are you calling old?
You! Now let go before I break you in half, Miss Osteoporosis!
Oh yeah? Big strong man gonna break an old lady's back!
That's not the first time I heard that!
Shut up, pal! I bet you don't have enough stuffing for this turkey!
Take that back!
I don't think so! Yeah. Give me that turkey and go settle for KFC, you selfish brat!
Just let it go already!
Make me!
Alright, you asked for it!
My arthritis become worse!
Ha! That's what you get! See ya! Oh, crap!
Get back here!
Just leave me alone! Sorry, gotta go. Everyone get out of my way! Whatever, sue me! Ah!
your giblets, you son of a...
Someone get their grandma! Help! I can't even see where I'm going! Is that the light? It better be! Ha! Try coming back from that! Alright. Just gotta get home now. Hello? I'm on my way back.
Hey, so actually, I found the turkey in the freezer in the garage. I totally forgot we had that. Whoopsie.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, so no esophagus for you after all.
No!
This story was inspired by a viral clip on the internet of two Karens fighting over the last turkey in an undisclosed store during Thanksgiving. After one of the Karens takes control of the turkey, the other Karen hilariously grabs a hold of the other Karen's cart and tries running off with it. We figured we'd make an animation on the ordeal, showcasing how disturbing and nasty people can get on Black Friday sales during Thanksgiving festivities.
This happened around the fall of 2014. I know that was nearly a decade ago, but it's still so fresh in my mind. Black Friday has never felt the same for me since. I was living in an apartment back then, and I happened to reside right across the hall from my coworker, Ashley. We worked together at American Eagle. Ashley was the store manager while I was just a retail associate. I was in charge of the cash register and helping customers find things in the store. I enjoyed the job, and Ashley was a good manager, but there was only one problem. Most of my coworkers were great like Ashley, but there was this one employee who was different, a creepy guy named Clark. He was really unsettling and made everyone feel uncomfortable when they interacted with him. Clark would always stare at people for long periods of time, and he would make weird gurgling sounds whenever he was close to someone. Sometimes, he would contort his head while he smiled in this really awkward, creepy-ass way. Everyone was really freaked out by it all. No one talked to Clark on breaks or really any other time for that matter. The other employees avoided him as much as possible, except for Ashley. She would always get on his case for being lazy and would catch him slacking off all the time. It never seemed to do any good, though. Clark would just make weird noises or go back to his vegetative state immediately after she spoke to him. Something about the guy was just off. I felt kind of bad for Clark. He genuinely seemed like he had a mental disorder. I would try engaging with him, but the guy would literally give me the creepiest stare ever.
Hey, Clark, is everything all right?
I would never get him to actually say anything to me. Anytime anyone ever said anything to Clark, they would just end up staring at him awkwardly for a few seconds before walking away. The only time that Clark actually communicated was when Ashley would call him out on his erratic behavior. Even then, it barely qualified as a conversation. He would make some random excuse and then go right back to what he was doing. Sometimes, Ashley and I would have conversations about Clark at our apartment, but Ashley always just told me to ignore him. I always felt like there was more to it than that, but I tried to follow Ashley's advice. I figured that it was none of my business if she wanted to keep Clark around or not. Then one day, everything changed. It was the week of Thanksgiving, and I decided to call out on Black Friday. I remember it being horrible the year before, and I had already had a long week. It was probably a shitty thing to do, but I knew they would get by without me. So that night, I was at home hanging out at around 12 a.m. I was relieved to have avoided the Black Friday insanity. I sat on the couch watching TV, when I suddenly heard a loud screaming coming from somewhere in the apartment. It sounded like it was coming from Ashley's place. I was a little disturbed by the screaming, but I didn't really know what to do. I didn't want to bother her that late at night when I wasn't sure what was going on. I assumed that she was going through some relationship problems or something, and that didn't seem like a situation I should get involved in. Before I had even fully decided what to do, I took that to mean that whatever was happening was over, so I put it out of my mind and went to sleep. I was scheduled to work the next morning and knew I couldn't call out again.
Mm.
About 2 hours later, I was awakened by a fire alarm. I was incredibly disoriented, but I jumped out of bed and started stumbling my way to the front door. As I got closer, I heard people yelling in the hallways, telling everyone to evacuate. When I got to my front door, there was smoke seeping out from underneath it. That's when I realized the building was on fire. I was terrified out of my mind as I jerked the door open, only to reveal that the entire hallway was filled with smoke and flames. But what was more disturbing was that it was coming from Ashley's apartment. Her whole door was on fire. I could barely see through the thick black smoke that was billowing all around me. I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was melting just being next to it.
Ashley, are you in there? Ashley!
I couldn't hear anything besides the people screaming and the crack of the wood burning in front of me. I knew that she had to still be inside, but there was nothing that I could do. The fire started spreading even more, and I realized that I had to get out of there. I left my apartment and joined the crowd of other residents running out of the building.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Firefighters came shortly after I got outside. Later on, it was revealed that Ashley had been killed at her home, and then her place being set on fire right after. After further investigation, the police arrested Clark after finding him trying to unlock the doors to American Eagle in the middle of the night. Clark had apparently followed Ashley home from work and killed her so that he could steal the keys to the store. His plan was to go back and steal a bunch of merchandise for him and his girlfriend. The cops picked her up not long after. I had never forgiven myself for not calling the police when I heard those screams. Even if I had done something, Ashley might still be alive today. Now I'm scarred by everything that happened, and I haven't went shopping on Black Friday ever since. This story was inspired by a tragic case that happened on Black Friday. A man named Clarence Mallory was sentenced to spend the rest of his life behind bars for the death of his American Eagle store manager named Ashley Harris, just so he and his girlfriend could take her store keys and steal $50,000. Here's an image of Clarence's girlfriend. Her name is Carter Cervantes, who was allegedly the mastermind behind the crime. It was revealed that the couple had been fired from the same American Eagle store after being suspected of stealing nearly $18,000 from the store safe just a few months prior to the event. They then turned their sights on Ashley, who held the store keys, for their plot to steal more cash from the store. A neighbor told police that he heard a thump and screaming from the apartment the day after Ashley's demise. The girlfriend was caught by surveillance cameras, trying to open the doors to the American Eagle store, but they had already changed the locks.
Well, at least I'm not one of those people who chooses to be here at 5 a.m.
Good morning, Long Island! Black Friday sale is upon us! Come get some Horror Shorts Party merch on his Teespring in the link below. I hope you all have plenty of delicious food with your friends and family yesterday, because you're going to need that energy to go out and get all those Black Friday deals before they're gone. A study came out last week that says more Americans are planning to enter stores as soon as they open than ever before. Sounds like it's going to be quite the rush this year. So buckle up.
Guess what? It's the end of the week. Hooray!
Well, guess what? It's not the end of the week for me. I have to work for the next 5 days straight after working the last 5 days straight because everybody took the holidays off and left me to die so people could save money on a frickin' Christmas tree!
All I want is 1 day off during the holidays. One! Is that too much to ask for? For just 1 day that I don't have to wake up at 4:30 and get home at 7 o'clock? Can I just have that? Fine, I guess not. Whatever you say, you stupid clock. I'm just your slave, you know? Just tell me to go to work and that's what I'll do. That's all I do! Dang it, go cold. All these people have been out here since last night. They really are crazy.
Hello, excuse me. I need to get inside. Could you all please move back a few feet?
And what makes you so special, huh? You think you could just walk right in?
I work here.
Yeah, right. That's the phoniest Walmart uniform I've ever seen.
You can't be serious. Look, the door is locked. I won't be able to get through it if I don't work here. Just please step back.
Hey, what are you doing?
Let me in.
We're closed.
Stop being a punk.
You open in 5 minutes.
It's 8 minutes.
Just let us through.
What a psycho.
Open up. What's your problem? Why do you care so much anyway?
Come on, let us in. We've been waiting here for hours.
Yeah, right. You guys can wait.
You guys ever seen The Walking Dead? Looks pretty familiar, doesn't it? No? Nothing?
Joshua, you're late.
What? I just clocked in.
An email went out last night saying all employees had to show up 30 minutes before opening to prepare for Black Friday.
Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't get that email.
I'm sure you did, but it doesn't matter anyway. Here's your radio. Go ahead and let him in.
But we still have 5 minutes.
Your watch is slow, Joshua. It's 5:59. Let him in.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
Let us in. Open the doors. Open up.
Okay. Everyone ready? All right.
Now! Whoa, 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 whoa! Hey, hey! Ow! Hey! Watch where you're going, people!
Oh my god. This is insane.
Bro, do you seriously need that many TVs?
Hey, let go! You've got enough already! Don't be greedy!
Ah! Joshua! Joshua! Come here, Joshua!
What is it, boss?
Nobody's buying anything yet. Get away from the register and help customers.
But it's a madhouse out there. How can I even help?
Just do it.
All right, fine.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, that's not good.
Hey, you, slow down.
Yeah!
What are you doing? Stop. Get out of my way.
I'm not gonna check you out if you run me over.
I don't care. Get under my wheels, you wimp.
What are you talking about?
What is going on here? Everyone stop! You have to pay! You have to pay!
Help! Someone help me! No!
So long, loser!
Help! Stop, please!
Everybody move!
God, I was about to...
Oh God, no! Watch this!
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
This story was inspired by a real Black Friday incident that happened at a Walmart in Valley Stream, New York. A large crowd gathered outside a Walmart building all night in anticipation for the Black Friday sale, filling sidewalks and stretching across the parking lot. Tension grew as the 5 a.m. opening neared. A crowd of more than 2,000 had formed, and the impatient crowd knocked down a Walmart employee and tragically trampled the man in a raging stampede. The victim's name was identified as J. Dimitai Damore. Police say the crowd was out of control and that the store did not have enough security.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.